Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 5D Vibes, your source for intuitive insights and 5D discussion. We want you to live your best life now.
Aloha, this is your host, Alana Kay, on 5D Vibes. This is our Heart of the Matter series that we're doing on Mondays at the same time. We'll be doing this for a period of time until we feel like we've kind of relinquished all the subjects regarding matters of the heart. And we will be doing your online heart and soul readings. I have a mysterious number here on the board. It is area code 111111111. I've never seen anything like that. I'm thinking it's probably could be a computer glitch, but I'll check in with that number shortly. And we will be doing readings today, but we want to talk about something that we feel is, when I say we, I'm talking about my co-host, Regina Roy. She'll be tuning in shortly. She may even be that 111 number, so I'll check in on that in a minute. She's back on Maui from the East Coast. I'm so glad to have her back. And I've discovered through conversations the last couple of days that there's a pertinent matter going on. And usually when you see something on a microcosm, it's on a larger scale also. What's going on, I'm going to call it desert flower syndrome. It's where a person has chosen to do some work to align with their soul and their heart, but they don't feel like it's getting them anywhere. So I'm going to help people understand how the heart energy works and how you can use quantum entrainment, quantum entanglement, the understanding of quantum entanglement to get a new life started or get things going that you need to get going. And what we do here on our readings is we help people understand what the promptings of your heart are, because the way it works is your heart is it's a spinning disk of information that has all of your karmic history, your soul history, everything in all of your lifetimes. It's like your internal hard drive, and it has your goals too. Your passions come from your heart, because these are the things. The reason it is a passion is because you get a lot of energy from it, because the soul gives you energy to do the things it came here to do. If we want to commit a bunch of crimes or really push ourselves into dead-end jobs and things like that, the reason it gets messed up or when we're on that job we get tired is because our soul is not giving us the energy for that. And that's the understanding of being passionate or having a passion. That means it's coming from your soul. It's one of your soul's goals. So we have to trust our heart, and as heart readers, we can help you understand what's in there, because most of us have been trained away from our heart. I say that all the time. Sorry to mention it again for those who are kind of new to our show. Most of us have been trained away with the fifth dimension, the heightened energy. We are bringing in, we need to align with that and align with our authentic self. And so we're helping people with that. And today, Regina has a few things to share about a system she has worked with in the past. And as I said, we're talking about desert flower syndrome, where you feel stuck no matter what you find yourself surrounded by. It's a matter of focusing on the heart, and I'll help you understand how to focus on your heart and how to get the things that are in your heart to unfold in the world. And it requires an understanding of how that energy gets into the world. Well, good morning, or actually it's afternoon pretty much everywhere. Good afternoon, Regina. I'm so glad you're back with us.
Oh, good afternoon, Alana and everybody else. It's good to be back.
Yeah, well, we've had some terrible weather here, but it's getting better, and I noticed I can see things blowing around outside. They said the trade winds are going to be back. So we kind of joined the rest of the nation in some kind of crummy weather. We're so spoiled here. We had a comedian here, Brian Regan, I think. I don't know, whoever was here just recently. Oh, no, it was other Swordson or something like that. And he came here from Oahu, and then he was teasing us because it was misting that night. And he says, I'm glad you guys all were able to make it and get through the mist. And you know, that was just addressing the fact that we're so spoiled. There was all these torrential rains and things going on in the mainland at the time and tornadoes, and we get a little mist, and people are kind of like, ah.
It's too true.
So we got to go through our making everybody jealous that we're here first, get that out of the way.
It's not always all fun and games. We do have our issues here.
It's funny. It's like we have to have these really hardened criminals. Every once in a while we have a car theft also. I think that's hilarious. Or a bank robbery.
It's small.
I mean, where are you going to go? You can't go across the state line. Right. Well, you can try. Try.
That's funny.
So I don't know if you caught this part, but there's a call on the board from the 111 area code, and the number is 111-1111. And I think that's interesting because the 1111, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was saying that I'm going to explain how, and I, you know, I've been working on this for years myself, and I've gone periods of time where I'm in tune with my heart and periods of time where things from the outside are dragging me around, such as children do this to us, jobs, significant others, friends. And I just had another friend call me from Colorado. I really need to see you because she's got this fantastic, amazing, successful plumbing business going on with her husband. Has been for many years, but she often feels like she's missing out on the things of the heart. She's an artist also. I'm an artist. Oh, by the by, I know, Regina, what instruments do you play?
I play electric bass, and I first started out with electric guitar. I'm a rocker, I'm going back to electric guitar. I've got my beautiful Ibanez shipping out from the East Coast, and on its way. I can't wait.
Mm. Oh,
yeah,
we've got to get together.
Very excited.
I just thought of that. I keep forgetting to tell you because so much is always going on, but I've been learning how to play guitar. We need to get together and
do
some jams. So
excited for that.
You know, you have to. I was just remembering yesterday that, gosh, we've been doing so much work. The energies and the people and the issues and the things beaming down to the heavens, whether it's increased energy from the central sun and pushing at our issues and all of this stuff, we have to make sure, you know, spirit gives us time out. We can have fun. The only thing is sometimes if we have too many things weighing too heavily on us, it's hard to have fun.
Right.
But we definitely want to take those intervals, sing, dance, just be in joy, just forget the things of the world. It was only recently that I figured out I could just turn everything off at night because everybody else was sleeping too, or at least trying to sleep. It's like, wow, this is the downtime for the mind, so let's take advantage of it. So we were going to talk about, I first wanted to say, you know, being in tune with your heart, it's all joyful. There will be things stuck in there, and so I'm going to ask all the listeners right now, this is a good practice to get into, to align with this at least once in the morning for a period of time and in the evening, because all the activities of the day take us away from this. And I try to make sure that I don't start making my plans for the day or for the week or anything when I first wake up. We just want to be in stillness when we first wake up, because each day our soul is going to speak to us before all the cacophony begins. We tune in, and the way we tune into our heart is we need to intentionally quiet the outside, no matter how much noise it's making, and direct our mental focus into our chest area, because the vibrations that are coming off of our heart are there, but a lot of times we're ignoring them, pushing them down, can't hear them. And the morning is a perfect time, and the evening when things start to quiet down is a perfect time to tune in, find out what your heart is saying. If your heart is saying it's a beach day, learn to trust it, you know, that it, today is a beach day, it's a down day. If the heart is saying, let's get this house cleaned up, you know, then you'll have the energy to do the house that day. So it's a matter of tuning into that, which takes practice. And I started this feeling that I had gone off track, and I quit smoking many years ago, it must have been 8 years ago, and I said, okay, now I'm really going to, I've been using the smoking to be centered. You know, a lot of the things when we're using substances, it's an attempt to compensate for something or to help us with something. The only thing is in the long run, it ends up damaging us. And I had been smoking for 14 years, and it was starting to really hurt me. I was getting pneumonia and things. So I had to quit. So it was a real challenge to learn how to center. The smoking really helped me center, and I had to really get proficient at it in order to cope with not smoking. Oh, Regina, you just said you were trying not to drink coffee. Same thing. You have to learn new. It's a whole set of new tools and challenges you need when you stop using a certain substance. So
yerba mate.
Well,
it still has some caffeine, but it's really good for you. Yerba mate is like
kinda
green tea on steroids. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's
very rejuvenating.
Yes. I notice that certain sources of caffeine feel different. Not all of them bog you down as much as coffee does. I've cut back on my coffee, and I don't drink it when I first get up, but I found that I was missing it too much. It's one of my great pleasures in life.
Oh, it's so tasty.
I brought it back in, but yes, the smell and the taste. So as it goes with, you know, even like, you know, when people smoke marijuana, they're trying to calm down their brain and, you know, kind of quell their senses. So whenever we get off of a substance, we have to use the real metaphysical tools, and they're there. And the one for following your heart is you literally have to look, take your mind, what you're looking at in your mind. You can close your eyes or keep them open. I think closing your eyes probably works best for people at first. But to focus downward into your feeling center and see what it's trying to tell you, you know, follow your feelings. Now, a lot of people may have cords in there or debris from the past. So what healers hopefully do for you is help you locate that and get that cleared out. And whenever we find stuff, we want to process it through and gain wisdom from it and then move on and really put the past behind us and find out what new energy is coming to our feeling center to launch us into all kinds of new adventures. But we sometimes have to clear things out first. But what I wanted to make sure everybody understood is when you find that space inside of yourself, that space can be given wings, it can be given life, and you do that by using your breath. That's why so many spiritual practices involve focusing on your breath and using your breath, because I've had days where I get more in my head and everything seems to get stuck and I get all tangled up with everything else. And then when I go back to my breath, my life will readjust itself. And that also is you're receiving. When you're breathing, you're receiving. So sometimes we have trouble with receiving the things that we need. And through our breath, there are actually electric magnetic signals that come through that chakra. But if we don't breathe and we aren't in the moment, what we're doing is we're not setting that free and letting it to go into the quantum field. And I noticed a long time ago that before I make a customer service call, no matter how frustrated I am, or before I leave the house in the morning, I make sure I align with that force of love and the peace and the calm inside of me that honors me and honors everything else. And when I breathe that into the world, it actually clears the path for me. And if you walk out of the house frustrated, you're going to end up with some road rage. You're going to end up with a crabby clerk. And when you get really works with the customer care. And, you know, it can't hurt to try this stuff. You get really calm, get really kind, get really understanding. Because usually you're really frustrated when you're calling up customer care and then you get this person who doesn't help you. Or they just mirror your crankiness. And so it really works. And that is what I mean by it's that simple. It's not a whole book of understanding what quantum entrainment is. Entrainment means you're taking this energy and you're putting it out. Now, if you put out, you need to put out a pure energy, because if you put out your own opinions, your own feelings and so forth, they will entrain your activity for the day and people's responses and personalities, but it'll be like a collision. It'll be a colliding of egos. So you want to come from the highest place to the highest good of everything and everybody, and that has the highest and the strongest ability to create and to send that energy out. So that's the basic idea. And I wanted, Regina had something. You have this on your website too, and I'm not even 100% clear on it. So why don't you go ahead and tell us, and then we'll take some calls. Tell us about your life. Is it with periods in between, L-I-F-E?
Yes. L-I-F-E, it's an acronym for Living Information Forms Energy. We live in a universe of vibrations. Even though we're flesh and bone and we seem very solid, we are made up of vibrating energy. In fact, there's more vibrating energy in the universe than there is matter. It's very interesting. So around our physical body, which is also, you know, vibration, is an etheric body, which is an electromagnetic body. And we know that electric cables generate a magnetic field around them, and that holding a fluorescent tube near a high-tension electricity cable will cause it to glow. And physics tells us that we are composed of molecules, atoms, electrons, and even smaller particles, each of which we know creates its own force field. So we have this etheric field around us that exists just like a field around an electric cable. It's just that most of us can't see it, although more and more people are beginning to be able to see it as a fuzzy white glow around people or trees or other living things. Certain gifted people can even see a colored aura around others and can tell that different emotions show up as different colors, perhaps anger as a muddy red or love as a pink or a beautiful green. So there's also something called Curlian photography that shows this electromagnetic field around living beings. So this electromagnetic field determines your health and well-being. If there's a dissonance or disharmony in this field, your body will start to show symptoms of illness. So if you can have an assessment, as the life system does, it will show 7,000 different results, results to 7,000 different items that were tested in your electromagnetic field and show imbalances. And as a holistic health practitioner, I can take that information and determine which aspect to start working on first. And because, you know, it's very complex, a lot of different things show up for people. We don't usually just have one imbalance. So I use my life system frequency generating device to generate corrective frequencies. And those frequencies go and they set your body in harmonic resonance with perfect health. It reminds your cells and tissues, oh, yeah, this is what it's like to be healthy. So it has that information to heal yourself. Your body will heal itself with this information. It's a very profound, very gentle, safe, and effective modality for holistically treating any sort of imbalance, mental, emotional, physical, and even spiritual. It's quite amazing, and it's why after studying holistic health for nearly 40 years, I decided that this is what I really want to focus on. I've done other things, aromatherapy, herbalism, flower essences, things around the general nature of vibrational healing, because I've always been attracted to it. But this, I feel, has been the most effective and actually the most fun.
Understanding vibrational healing is probably my chief subject anyway, because I want everybody to feel good and whole and happy. But as an intuitive, I use my intuition to tune into where the people's imbalances are. And then I use my belief in them to help them heal that. And as we want to go out to areas wherever, you know, people want to gather with us, we see the day where we would do that, where you use the different modalities, because I think it's good to tie in the mechanical, I don't know what you call it, electronic data with
intuition. We are electrical beings.
But like the Curlian camera, I'd like to see more of that. They're expensive, or they have been in the past, but I think that would be great for diagnosing illness, because the colors show you where there's medical issues that are forming. The other thing is the energy starts to form, like you mentioned. It starts to form from the imbalance before it even turns into something. So this would be a way for us to catch things ahead of time. It's not invasive. But we could go on forever on current medical practices are pretty damaging and
very
holistic.
Very invasive.
These things are very life-giving. So that's basically the direction we're going today on readings. I hope you'll understand that when we do your reading, we're going to try to help you with getting into your best stream of energy. And we're only doing mini readings, so if it's a real big issue, we might not be able to provide as much help as you would like, but if you need to talk to any of us, either one of us personally, We have our contact information on the slideshow. And Regina's website, both of our websites, you will find our contact information. And Regina's website is radianthealthmaui.com, and mine is alanak.com. If you go there, you'll see some things about us, and you can get a private reading. We do short readings. We do long readings. We can receive payments different ways. We can, if you're on Maui, we can go to your location. You can come to ours, so on and so forth. We can do email. We can do telephone. And we do many readings on the show, so people get samples, and I feel like a lot of times we've been able to help people kind of unlock a couple things. So we're focusing on the energy in the heart, as we have been the last 3 weeks, and I'm about ready to take the first caller here. The first caller is in the 856 area code, and then after that I'm going to check in on what this 111 number is all about. 856 area code, this is Alana. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Aloha. Hi,
Aloha.
Good, wonderful. And what can we...
I guess what your topic is today, like the heart and soul reading. Whatever you can pick up, whatever my soul's saying to me today, that's for the better and the great for me.
Well, it seems to me that you need some, I'm seeing the need for some internal validation of your heart. And then I don't know if you've listened to our show before, but while I'm talking to you, I'm reading your heart chakra, your soul, based on your soul path, and then Regina is picking cards, and then Chiel is, comes in with what she's picking up with the cards. So what I'm seeing is that I see woundedness from somebody else or something else, and I feel that you need to validate your own heart. And I'm getting the word strength, and I'm trying to see strength in what.
I need to work and have a relationship. Enough is enough, basically.
What was that?
Job and working and a relationship. Like enough is
working.
Enough. Like when is, yeah, like when is it going to happen, basically.
Oh, that's so interesting you say that, because the first card I chose is the Five of Cups. It shows that there's a situation that's causing you some grief, and you're mourning over the loss of something. Something seems like it's ended for you, or is about to end, or you're afraid that it's ending. So right mm-hmm. now you've got a heaviness probably in your heart. And the next card I that came up was the Two of Swords, which means you have a decision to make, but you really don't know which way to go. And you're sort of torn up by that. And as a form of assistance, I asked, what can she do? Well, we got the Three of Cups, which is a delightful card. It shows three women dancing with joy. Usually it means a reunion or a good time with your friends. And what popped into my head was somebody mm-hmm. that you know, somebody that you feel close to and have as a good friend or maybe a sister, can really help you see clearly what's going on with this situation. So it would be good to sort of reach out to other people that you feel a heart connection with.
And that could be us.
Could be.
Could be us. So what I said was, that fits with what I was seeing, is that being hurt but needing that the cure is to validate. And I think that that's what that card is symbolizing is we can help you validate your heart because it's not received well or treated well in somebody else's realm, whether it be work or a relationship. What heals it to make you feel better is we no longer seek validation from that place where it was not received well. And then we look at our beautiful heart and we look at the love that's in it and we restore it to its glory and we say, you know, it will live on. And we validate its value just because, you know, we don't let somebody else or something else devalue it. Let's put it that way. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and to connect with
it's
other like-minded people who lift you up, you know, someone
mm-hmm.
you can celebrate with, celebrate the good in your life. That will be very
yeah.
helpful in making your decision.
What decision, like go back home, or is it presented to me or asked by somebody? for a job, what you mean, or relocating?
Well, I don't really see the specifics of it. I just see the sort of the general situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you have to strengthen your feeling. It's really, it might even be obvious to a layperson. I am reading your heart, but and listening to your voice, and your voice is coming through your feeling center, is that there's woundedness, there's hurt. And so what I got initially, the first thing that I got was that this needs to be healed. So any decision you make, the decision card came up, the decision has to be made. Do we want to go back into a situation that's harming us, or do we want to heal up our heart and then move into situations that honor our heart? But you have to first validate your heart. I don't know how we can help you do that exactly. You know, these frogs myself today. How can we help you? How can we help her validate her heart to heal it up, and so that she can make a decision for herself, make the right decision?
I chose a card for that, and the card that came up was the King of Swords, which usually to me indicates the need to seek out professional advice, maybe a counselor or a lawyer or whatever the situation warrants. There's somebody there who can give you some very logical, practical advice on how to move forward, not only the heart healing with your friends and sharing on that level, but also there might be some logistical type of steps you need to take. Maybe you need to get all the information you need on what your options are and how to proceed.
I'm sensing that I can send some healing energy to her heart, and I want you to try to be open to feeling this. The color that I'm seeing as I'm putting energy on your heart is pink, which is definitely self-love. So what I got was, yeah, validating, don't let other people tearing down. When you validate it, then you will seek out people who honor your heart. And I'm seeing that, you know, the relationship is very multifaceted, but either way, they're still restoring that sense of love and hope to your heart. And I'm seeing the color pink. So I'm going to ask you to visualize, as I said, when you look down into your feeling center and into your chest area, actually look at that chakra and focus the color pink, and ask spirit to bring you, I see angels coming around you, and ask spirit to bring you other loving individuals to support you through this process of making the right decision for yourself and knowing where to go from here. And please be patient with yourself, because we were talking about, Regina and I were talking about this earlier, how we have to be so patient, and I know it's hard, I understand, but to be very patient, to allow each step to unfold for us. And our life will only change when we change what's in our heart. So I'm asking you to do a big dose of self-love, okay? And I hope to get that started. And I hope everything goes really well. But let's just keep the love in your heart and surround you with love and let love help you make the right decision, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I think what you're...
Thanks.
Gotcha. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Good luck.
Aloha.
I'm trying this 111 number. Hi there. You're our mysterious 111 caller.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, this is Helen, and that's a Skype call.
Pardon me?
Oh.
Oh, Skype?
I said that's
it's a
Skype call.
Oh, so do all... I don't know if all... Because I had somebody else where it came through. It had words last week, and that was a Skype call. Okay, well, that's good to know. At least that mystery is solved. So what can we focus on for you? I will look in your heart, but if you have specific questions. I noticed last week, it's basically I did it from your voice. I mean,
oh.
I can see in your heart chakra, but your voice helps me focus on what your soul is trying to communicate. So go ahead. What can we help you with today?
Well, my question is more around trying to obtain financing for a housing project, and I was wondering what you saw around that.
You mean a housing project
repairs
or
remodel?
You mean for yourself, repairs. Oh, okay. Oh, was that Regina talking?
Well, that was me, yeah, asking.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering. What, which one was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's new construction for me.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, new construction.
Okay.
Well, what I have learned about entrainment is that when, if you really feel in your heart that it's time, it's interesting what I saw in your heart. I'm going to keep that in my mind and try to see what that is. It might have looked like coins. I'm not sure. It looked like a button. Is that when we are trying to manifest something that is maybe, you know, if you had $1 million in the bank, it would be pretty easy to say, well, I'm going to build a house. But if you don't have, our heart will actually lead us to that thing as long as we focus on just that one thing. And we ask for guidance from our soul, and our soul speaks to us through our heart. So that was one thing I was just reminding myself of today with regards to a new car. I said, I know how this works. I have to just select one thing and not do too many things at once and ask my soul to guide me, because it's a step-by-step, it's like a treasure hunt, where it leads us step to step, step by step, day by day. And then we have to trust our heart to lead us there. And it's kind of challenging. I'm guessing that you don't see a way. There's not like somebody you could borrow money from, or so you need to manifest this yourself. Is that correct?
Sort of. I just want to make sure that the financing when I apply for it goes through smoothly.
Well, I'm actually seeing pretty good cards here. I get the Knight mm-hmm. of Pentacles, which is wealth. This is somebody setting out on a journey and being very wealthy and having everything they need. That's a very good mm-hmm. sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the next. Oh, well, I use a deck that uses pentacles, but usually in other decks it's coins or discs. So I'll just call it discs. Okay, so
okay.
That's the Knight of disc. The next card I get is the Knight of Discs is first, and the Nine of Discs is second. The Nine
wow.
of Discs, yeah, that's a powerful card. This is a woman who's extremely wealthy. She's tending her garden. She's very joyful and appreciative of what she has. So these are good signs that, yes, it will come through. Now, the last card I chose sort of is in the line what Alana was talking about. It's the Eight of Cups. This is a person who is sort of turning away from material pursuits and heading off on a spiritual journey. So I'm kind of seeing that somehow wrapped up in this whole home improvement or housing project type thing, there's also not only a search for financial stability and home, but for a spiritual path or further along your spiritual path. So perhaps your home will be used as a place of for spiritual gatherings, or it'll be your spiritual sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or something like
powerful.
That. That's what I see.
Okay,
yeah,
well, that's great.
Caller?
That's very positive.
Yes, it's very
positive.
Yeah,
why don't you send us an email or call back someday and let us know how it went, but I believe that because you called in and she got the Eight of Cups card, and what I was saying is that look to your heart for guidance because, for instance, let's say the way it might work is, yes, you're going to get this loan you're applying or whatever. Maybe there's another source of income, so if you stay in your heart and let your heart lead you, you might bump up against a better source of income. I mean, a source of lending, like, you know, all of a sudden out of the blue. So I just had that happen to me. Where I was looking at one source to get to go to see my father just passed away, as it, most people know by now, a couple weeks ago, and it came from another source. It ended up coming. This one was a little difficult, but it came from a better source. A bunch of monies came. So we open up our heart. We're saying, we let the universe, let our soul guide us to the best way. So I'm thinking that might come into play.
Okay.
But yeah, it all looks real positive. So shoot us an email or call us back. Let us know how it went. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
So welcome. Aloha.
All right. Aloha.
Yeah, these are the times when a lot of conventional things are gonna. You know, we may even see some of. Look what's happening in Greece. I guess they're having trouble in China too, and there's a lot of scares here. And, you know, on Maui, people are pretty good at this, just kind of making stuff
just kind of come up out of the blue. I had one of my favorites. Oh, gosh, I had a couple. My car broke down once, maybe like 12 years ago. It was around the year 2000. Let me see, that's 15 years ago. My adding, the time's going so fast. And it broke down in Starbucks parking lot, and I thought to myself, wait a minute, this can't be. And I got on the phone. I called up my friend who had just been over to my house, and she was trying to sell her car, and she says, we are leaving for Oregon tomorrow, and nobody bought the car. I'll give it to you on payment. She drove over to my house, signed over the title. Maui is great for this because it vibrates really high, and as long as you trust that you will be taken care of or that you don't have to work your ass off for things, it's always very unconventional. My bet, I got a new-ish, it was still under warranty, Simmons Beauty Rest, which is a $4,300 mattress. I got it when I was doing laundry at my old apartment complex, and it was on a truck. And I asked the guy about it, and he says, oh, we took this out of this woman's house. She doesn't like it. It's under warranty, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, what are you doing with it? He says, well, we donate all the mattresses that we take back. And I said, well, how much would you sell it to me for? He said, $40.
Oh, that's great.
And he came up to my house and he even waited for me to go to the ATM across the street. So this kind of stuff happens. So a lot of times, you know, I'm probably always going to advise people that in the new energy, a lot of times we're manifesting in unconventional ways, unexpected ways, not the usual conventions that we're accustomed to. Because those things are kind of, they're losing their strength and their power. And if we can be strong in our heart and know that we're following the promptings of our heart, especially when you're following the promptings of your heart, as Regina and I were saying about this show, we love doing this show and we feel great when we're done. And then you should expect that if you're following the promptings of your heart, that the universe will support you, because that, if it is coming from your heart, it should have universal support because that's coming from the quantum field. So believe in it, embrace it, love it, until it comes to fruition. So, yeah, I had been saying, oh, I need, like, you know, all this money to buy a bed. And then here the universe was saying, no, you love that? You can have it. You know, we manifest through love. So, Regina, did you have anything to add to that before I take...
Well, I have an interesting story myself. When I first moved to Maui, I moved here to help a family member, and I was purely focused on that. So I was coming from love, and I had no furniture. I had an unfurnished apartment. I was sleeping on an airbed, and I don't know how it happened, but it was so long ago, I don't remember, but I actually ended up getting a brand new queen-size mattress, a coffee table, a couch, an end table, and something else I needed for free, absolutely free, delivered to my door and everything. And I was just blown away.
People experience that here.
Yeah, it's pretty great in that aspect.
So
but on the mainland, too, I was manifesting things. So
yeah.
It's not just Maui.
Yeah, I know it, but what happens is because Maui, the higher it vibrates, this is important for people to understand. A lot of the other spiritual teachers on the internet are trying to point this out to people, too. The higher the energy, the higher the good energy, the faster things manifest.
Right.
So that's why
we
have to be careful. We don't want to manifest the negative stuff because things are manifesting fast. So try to stay positive and believe that you deserve love from the universe. You deserve to be love, and you deserve to live your life in comfort and joy, and detach from relationships that are toxic, even if you have to just pull out of them for a period of time and let somebody do their own healing. We were talking about that, Regina and I. That had a lot to do with what I meant by the desert flower. A lot of times the people that are sitting there that have the powerful hearts and the kind people right now are kind of getting torn down by people that are having trouble getting through their issues. So it's important to draw those boundaries and leave people with love because they'll find their way, but we can't keep letting people pull us down as we're doing our work to raise our vibration and be more loving people. We have to make sure we don't allow people or any of these events that are happening to take us down, right, Regina?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people are kind of going through a lot right now. We're going through a huge energetic shift, as we've mentioned in previous shows, and it's for our evolvement. And if somebody has some unresolved issues that are holding them back, they're going to come up and with a vengeance. So a lot of people are going through a lot of difficult stuff, and people who aren't really practiced in looking at themselves and their own lives and doing spiritual work will project it out onto you like it's all your fault. So just try to be aware that people are kind of losing it and they might be on the attack. Try not to take it in. Don't take it personally as much as possible. I know how hard it is. I'm going through it at the moment.
It's challenging.
Yeah, it's very challenging. It doesn't matter how many years you've worked on your spirituality or forgiveness. It still hurts. It does. But, you know, just try to understand that they're going through their process and they don't have the skills that maybe you have.
And
so that's how
we
forgiveness
can help
in.
Them a little, but then we let go, but we need to forgive them. Yeah, don't get so... I've had to do a lot of that lately, too, just understand their humanness and difficulty. Even, see, because I've been through all the stuff, and it becomes easier and easier as time goes on when those issues come up. They don't have the practice that I have. They haven't been doing it. They probably haven't even begun because they don't really understand how to do that inner work. And they're not really going to do it by latching on to us. They're not going to do it if we keep handing it over. But they will do it, and they will find it. They do have it in them to do it. You know, I will see some people really go down a slippery slope pretty fast, but, you know, they can do it. They have it in there, and we leave with love, which and forgiveness is a part of that. We just need to separate from some people for a while. And the way I see it is they can come back into my life. My door is open for when they get themselves into a better space and take responsibility.
Right.
So I have somebody in the 404 area code. There we go. Hi, 404. Aloha. What can we help you through today? Hello? Oh, this happens every once in a while. I don't know if they walk away or it doesn't look like they're there anymore. Well, we'll leave that one on there, and I'm going to I'll go to the next caller. And I have somebody in the 510 area code. Been waiting for half an hour. Whoops. There you go.
Hello?
Hi, 510. Hello, aloha.
Hi, thank
you. What can we help you with today?
Pretty much, I just had a question. I'm trying to figure out, you know, like my whole life, like how everything would come together regarding money and love and whatnot. So,
wow, that was one a subject I tried to address last Monday. Is that it's that whole idea, and I've restarted my life a few times, so I know how this works. You know, when you come to Maui from a place like Milwaukee, which I did in 1998, start all over. And I found myself at the end of certain relationships in my life, significant relationships, having to start all over, like where nothing was there. It was all a clean slate. And what you have to do is, first of all, get a big dose of patience, because if there's so many things in your life that need to be built up, you have to be patient to follow your soul, to trust your soul, step by step, because one thing leads to another. You know, I've come across people, and I've been in a situation too, no car, no job, no place to live. There's always, this is what I found out, there's always a job, there's always a car, there's always a place to live. They're always it. But what happens is when we don't have any, we don't see it, we look in the future, we don't see it, then we think it's not there. And that's where we want to use our breath and use our heart to bring that to us, because our soul will put the pieces together in the order that they need to be put into. And then we have to trust. We can't have so many restrictions around us. Well, I don't usually go to that side of town, or I don't like to talk to that person. Or if we do that, we may be closing off a path to manifesting a leg of our journey. So we have to check ourselves. and see what's going on, and I'll see if I can tune into your heart, and I'm sure Regina's got some cards. And I'm going to look into your heart chakra, and I'm going to see kind of, I want to see where I think your, okay, let me see. I'm almost seeing put relationship on a back burner for now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have too many things you're trying to, you know, let your soul lead you, I feel what I'm seeing is money first, job first. That'll be the first thing that'll unfold. But it's an unfolding process, and that's what I teach. There's different, people tell you all different kinds of things, but what I teach is I teach people to follow their heart and follow your heart step by step and let your soul lead you. So I just reminded you how that works, and I did see that, but not to want everything at one time. Do that thing where you follow your heart, but don't close doors, because that's how stuff comes to you. You want to open a lot of doors. And I guess what I'm hearing inside of me from guides is that quite possibly you need to make the decision. Do you want to have a classic lifestyle, kind of all the trappings of 3D, this is what everybody does, or do you want a life that's designed by your soul for you specifically, for your soul growth and honoring your spirit? And I guess I'm going to ask you that question, and perhaps you have to ponder that and say, which way do I want to go? Because I see that you have the ability to do either.
Mm-hmm.
You could either, you're an intelligent, capable, attractive person. You could go out in the world and you could, you know, set up a life like a lot of people have, or you could get one that's more tailored to your authentic self. That's kind of like a decision that needs to be made. Regina, what did you come up with?
That's so interesting, Alana. My cards always come up to mirror what you're getting, which it shouldn't surprise me at this point. But
that means it's
the first card. The first card that came up is the Hanged Man, which indicates a need to sort of withdraw for a little while and get clear on what is best for you and to receive some spiritual guidance. The second card that came up was the Seven of Cups, and it shows a woman sort of daydreaming about all these wonderful treasures. These cups are filled with treasures like jewels and like a new home and fame and fortune and things like that, all the things that she wants. But when this card comes up, it usually indicates that not only do you have all of these wonderful things to choose from, but you sort of have to decide which way to go. Not to the exclusion of others usually, but take it one step at a time. Focus on and decide first what needs to happen and go that route. It's a very positive card that shows that you can manifest anything you desire. So that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's very positive and encouraging. And the last card that came up was the Page of Pentacles, which is the Page of Coins. Usually this denotes a student. Maybe this means you might be going back to school, or it also could mean that a student has a message for you, a very important letter or communication or even a gift, some information or some material thing that you need to progress. So be on the lookout for somebody in your environment who might be a fairly young person, I would say teens to maybe 30 years old, who has that vital piece that can totally help you. But it looks good. You just need to get real clear on what it is that you need to focus on.
And I saw
first.
Kind of maybe a starter job in a field that she would want to be in. I kind of saw that too. So keep that as a possibility. But I want to leave the call with you, taking some time and do the soul searching. And I'm feeling a vibrance in your heart if you'll set it free and let it lead you and make a decision, like the card said, and to make sure you open doors and let your heart lead you if you want to do it that way. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Was that helpful?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
It was.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling in. Aloha.
Aloha.
We have like 10 minutes left. We do have time for one more call, and that's pretty perfect. Let me see. Do I have another one up there? Okay. Aloha, area code 415. You're on the air. What can we do for you today?
I was wondering about, what, the highest and best advice you can give to me for the betterment of my spiritual growth.
Well, that's a good one. Thank you. That's actually what the heart chakra usually wants to tell people. So we're going to tune in. Okay, let me see. What would be the best thing for you right now? I see a shift from, have you been a kind of mechanically oriented person? Whether it be a carpenter, construction worker, or something with tools, I'm seeing tools. And I'm seeing a shift. I have a really clear vision of you and it's like a balance. It's a really good balance of heart and intelligence. And that your heart can guide your intelligence, and I'm seeing that as your actual authentic self, is this perfect balance between, and the words are coming from spirit too, the visions and the words are coming from spirit, this perfect balance between intellect and heart. And it has to do with significant change on the planet, significant contribution to ideas that have a lot to do with paradigm shifts. And that's what I'm seeing. Does any of that resonate for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you said about the heart and the mind, because I believe, I feel I'm supposed to channel, and I've done some sort of, everybody channels, but messages to help others. I did this thing on my Facebook, people liked it, but I said something about how the heart leading the mind,
feeding to the, but I'm seeing something really polished and good. I'm glad you came up with this, because I'm seeing a very important person. We're all important. I don't mean that. I mean you're important for in the way of changing other people and changing, bringing in a new paradigm, but I wouldn't see it as channeling per se. I see you in a job or an endeavor where you're using this. I'd like to see this whole thing. When I'm talking to people, technically I'm and when I write my books and when I say things, technically I'm channeling. It's just this old-fashioned kind of channeling that some of these people engage in. There's a lot of trickery and there's a lot of astral interference, so people think they're channeling. I see a lot of angel channelings that I just know because I can read energies, aren't angel channeling. So what I would suggest for you, because the way I saw it, is that you're just a person who you'll receive ideas, you use your intellect, and you're going to bring that in the world. And you have a larger scale task. It's not just your life or just a small group. You have a larger scale. Could have something to do with writing a book. Seems to me it has something to do with a project. That's the way I'm seeing it, whether it's leading a group of people or something green, something sustainable, something scientific. Tesla just came to mind. So I'm seeing great intelligence paired with a big heart, having them working together. The heart leads the intellect. There may be some education involved. I'm just picking that up. Education, not necessarily going to school, but maybe study, studying things, books you may be interested in, or maybe a class here and there. And that's what I'm seeing. We only have 5 minutes left. That's why I asked for feedback and then I cut you off. Sorry about that. When I noticed our time, we're kind of almost out of time. So I just wanted to tell you to refine it and let your spirit help you gain this new image of yourself that's not like all of this other. It's more practical. It's more in the world. It's more grounded than a lot of that stuff. So when you're receiving information, it's coming from the other realm. It's coming from the quantum field, the unified field. But we don't necessarily need to call it channeling. But it was, I'm glad you called in. And I'd be interested to hear over time, how that's working out for you. I love hearing Nobody's called. Nobody's emailed us, Regina. Their stories. You know, tell us how it's going.
Oh, it's only been a short time.
Progress.
I have some cards to read for this caller too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The first card that comes up is the Page of Wands. Now, wands indicate creativity, and actually, it's the element of fire. And the astrological sign usually of Leo, which is the ruler of the heart. So this card tells me that there's a message for you. Pages are messengers. A message of creativity that's trying to come through you. So, again, if you can get in touch with your heart and see what that's about. It's interesting, Alana mentioned something about you working with your hands. Maybe there's a project that, a creative project that you need to do that in the midst of doing, you get this aha realization, because the next card that comes up is the Ace of Swords, which is exactly that. That's divine inspiration. And as you were saying, I don't like the word or the idea of channeling either. That's when you let an entity possess your body and speak through you and you lose consciousness. I think possibly you meant where you just get these wonderful ideas downloading through you. Yeah,
that's
a whole different thing. Yeah, and that's a great thing. That's not dangerous at all. And that's the Ace of Swords here. You're downloading some amazing information. So you're on the right path, and that's wonderful. The last card I got was the Five of Swords, which indicates sort of a bit of a skirmish with some other people. In which you're victorious, but it's sort of a shallow victory. It doesn't mean much. It's just sort of a battle of egos. So just be aware of that. As you're downloading wonderful, positive information, be aware that there are people out there who might be jealous or yeah. So if
or
somebody tries to engage you in some sort of negativity, go ahead and stand your ground, but try not to get emotionally involved and try not to take it too personally again. It's their stuff, not yours. But you will be victorious in this debate or argument. But realize that it's really nothing. So it's nothing
so
to be concerned about.
Whenever you're bringing new stuff into the world, you will. I think that card came up to try to help them understand that. If you trust your brilliant ideas.
Yeah.
Trust us that you're being done. Yeah, and don't let naysayers or arguments stop you. And I've actually learned not to even argue with people, because it does happen initially. When you first start putting something out there, you're going to hit resistance. And, like Regina said, don't take it personally and don't waste a lot of energy on it. But it was a wonderful hearing from you. So once again, callers, we're not going to be able to get our last caller in. The show is going to give us a countdown here. So 708 area code, would you please call back next week? And, everybody who's listening, would you please, on the screen that you're looking at on Blog Talk, click on follow, because if you click on that, you won't have trouble finding our shows. Anytime that I create a show, it will send you an email notification, and then it will also send you a notification when the show is about to air, like in a few hours of the day before. So if you click on follow, that's very useful for you, because then you will get notifications of our shows. And, thank you, Regina. We definitely were in sync again this time, and I thank Spirit and the Ascended Masters for being with us and guiding us through this. And I thank all the callers, and God bless your hearts. And I wish everybody well on a Following Your Heart week. And, Regina, did you have any closing thoughts?
Not really, except that, again, it's a very challenging time for people. So, you know, try to rise above all the strife and keep connecting with your heart and know that we're going through a sort of a cleaning out phase. So it's sort of necessary so that we can get to the wonderful new vibrations that are coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good way of putting it. Well, yeah, that's it, and it's here. It's really your, I found this over and over again, it's your safe harbor in all these storms of life, and sometimes it can be your only safe place. And lately I've decided sing and dance. If all else fails, sing and dance. You know, just
and
going
laugh.
To the joyful space inside of me. Yes, and laughter. Don't be afraid to laugh. It's good for your health. It's good for your heart. Well, aloha, everybody, and we'll see you next Monday.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you.